Doctor Who and the Demons by Barry Letts.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. Thunder rumbled ominously. Fitful lightning mocked the darkness of the green with a sudden day. A few threatening drops of rain splashed heavily on the cobbled road.
Good night, Josh. Night, Pete. Night, Tom.
Old Josh Wilkins turned reluctantly away from the friendly light of the pub and set off across the green.
What's the matter with the dratted dog? Wasn't fit to choke himself. Wants to get home, I reckon. Don't blame him. We're in for a soaker. Better cut through churchyard.
Josh shivered, turned up the collar of his jacket and plodded on. All at once the sky split open with a crack that jolted Josh's old heart, and the rain came. In a moment he was wet to the skin.
Hey! Come back down, you great fool!
The dog, yelping hysterically, had pulled the lead from his master's hand and dashed through the churchyard gate. Cursing under his breath, Josh stumbled after him. Suddenly the barking became a howl like a scream of fear. A high-pitched chattering noise cut through the hiss of the rain. Josh stopped, irrational terror clutching at his throat. But the dog was silent. He had to know. Fearfully, he rounded the corner of the church and saw Dan, still and lifeless, and crouching...